as we were driving in, Jane and I were listening to the news report, and there was a breaking news item where one of the senior AFL players from Carlton Football Club has decided to retire because he doesn't want to take the vaccine. Right, so it's going to be very topical, this whole area of vaccinations. But I want to say to you today that actually, I think the real elephant in the room is not mandatory vaccinations. I actually think that it's what we think of each other in our decision-making around mandatory vaccinations that is the real elephant in the room. I don't think that the real threat is the vaccinations, though I think the mandatory sort of side of vaccination will impact on us, and it will impact on us in ways that we don't know yet. But I do know that our judgments of one another in this area is actually the very real and present danger to our community. There is no doubt that we're going to experience a real challenge to what it means to be the body of Christ. When we all think differently and we actually act differently. Now this year we've had a focus on being one body in Christ. Our uniqueness is actually a blessing to us. We serve one another through our different gifts, through our talents, through our passions. But actually our uniqueness is a real challenge to one another. We're tested in our capacity to love those who actually think differently or act differently to the way that I do. You love the Eagles, some of you in this room. And I love the Dockers. Can we really actually say that we love one another? Of course we can. In fact, we can have a lot of fun because we think and act differently. We can actually make the most of our differences. In fact, that's what God wants us to do. He actually wants us to lean into our differences, not actually to hide from our differences. The point is that each one of us, in our uniqueness, can be both a blessing, but we can actually be a curse to each other. There is no single-sided coin. Every coin has two sides to it. It takes two to tango. Some not really well, others brilliantly. But it's okay. Don't we all wish in this room that our individual decision-making would only impact on ourselves? We'd all wish that, wouldn't we? Secular society actually says this: you can do whatever you want to do, whenever you want to do it, as long as you don't hurt anybody as you do it. That's what secular society says, doesn't it? Well, you know, I know a very famous priest amongst us, not here this afternoon, right? Father Doug Harris says this. He says that every sinful action impacts on creation. He also says every righteous decision outweighs by far the impact of a sinful one. Here lies our issue. Everything we do, everything we decide, everything impacts on us as brothers and sisters. Every single Tim Tam that I take from the refreshments plate will impact on you because there's one less for you. So I have to think about very seriously whether I take two. The real elephant in the room is actually judgment. How we judge each other's decision making, not just in the mandatory vaccination processes. We know that Jesus says in Matthew 7, how can you say to your brother, let me remove that splinter from your eye while the wooden beam is actually in your own eye? Thanks, Jesus. Easier said than done, as always, with Jesus. Whether we have or not, or whether we will or won't get vaccinated, this is personal, yet it impacts on each one of us. You see, our personal decisions will actually validate or challenge the decisions of the people that we sit next to in this room. We can't avoid it. You know that telling me that famous stupid joke, which is the only shit never to have entered the Fremantle Port, a premiership, actually impacts on you very differently than it impacts on me. But it impacts nevertheless. We know that it's not necessarily about right or wrong, though for some of us in the room, it is about right or wrong. It really is our judgments about whether you're with me or whether you're against me. This is a challenge because we're one body in Christ. The truth is, we are actually with each other no matter what we decide. What that looks like, we actually don't know. And that's the scary bit. Let's tackle the other elephant in the room. In reality, most things we need to take heed of, we should actually be leaning into the church's wisdom for guidance. She states, first and foremost, that vaccinations are voluntary, or they should be. This is from the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, and it's the note on the morality of using some of the anti-COVID-19 vaccines. At the same time, practical reasons makes evident that vaccination is not, as a rule, a moral obligation, and that therefore it must be voluntary. Some of us, though, might think, and hence because we think, we might judge along the lines of, if you have or will be vaccinated, somehow you agree with the chief medical officers that have given the advice that the main strategy for tackling a pandemic is to mandate 75% of the workforce and 90% of the population before we open up the borders. So if you have or will, you're validating that decision. Maybe some of us in this room think or judge in this way. If you haven't or won't get vaccinated, you must stand against the democratic system that allow governments to make decisions for the good of the people. We might sit on either side of those value statements. This sort of judgmental thinking actually is not useful for us. You see, the truth is, we are free to decide whether we're going to get vaccinated or not. Whether there is a mandate or not, we're still free to decide. However, of course, with a mandate comes the consequences. Some of us will not be free to travel. Some of us will have the freedoms to go to various venues restricted. Some of us may even find that our courses of study we can't do. Of course, some will decide that they can't stay employed. Some of our social interactions will actually be restricted. This has a big impact. It actually doesn't just impact on the individual. It actually impacts on the corporate. We know that. So it's not helpful to judge. Whether we have or not, whether we will or won't, this impacts on us. Oops. Glasses off my face. Whether we have or not, will or won't, we need to also take heed that the church's wisdom on vaccinations speak about the moral issue of abortion. This from the same document that I read from before. The fundamental reason for considering the use of these vaccines morally licit is that the kind of cooperation in evil, passive material cooperation, in the procured abortion from which these cell lines originate is, on the part of those making use of the resulting vaccines, remote. The moral duty to avoid such passive material cooperation is not obligatory if there is a grave danger, such as the otherwise uncontainable spread of a serious pathological agent. In this case, the pandemic spread of the SARS-CoV-2 virus that causes COVID-19. It must therefore be considered that in such a case, all vaccinations recognised as clinically safe and effective can be used in good conscience with a certain knowledge that the use of such vaccines does not constitute formal cooperation with the abortion from which the cells used in production of the vaccines derive. It should be emphasised, however, that the morally licit use of these types of vaccines in the particular conditions that make it so does not in itself constitute a legitimisation, even indirect, of the practice of abortion, and necessarily assumes the opposition to the practice by those who make use of the vaccine. So the temptation could be there for some of us to judge. We could judge that those who have or will get vaccinated are somehow complicit in the advocation of abortion. Perhaps we might even be tempted to judge those who choose not to be vaccinated due to this issue as having some sort of lack of obedience to the church. We've got to stop our judgmental thinking. Use of vaccines don't legitimise abortion. But one is free not to get vaccinated for reasons of thinking that this is actually a moral issue for them. The other element of the vaccination debate is, of course, the ever-present risk of falling victim to any number of side effects. What is reported or is not reported is a major area of contention. Choosing to get vaccinated does not mean that one is an advocate of censorship. And it does not mean that refusing to be vaccinated makes one a conspiracist. We have to remove these judgments. Should we promote our own personal view? The Australian Bishops' Conference states, exercises in misinformation, unbalanced sharing of facts, or fear-mongering, whether by electronic communications or other means, are not appropriate and are inconsistent with our Christian commitment to truth and mercy. So, the Disciples of Jesus covenant community does not have a corporate position on vaccinations, except to lean into the church's wisdom. There won't be any official communication from the community. How come? Because there's way too much debate on what is or isn't authentic information. We do, however, maintain our principles that individuals have the freedom to choose what is best for them. Sometimes these decisions might actually affect the manner in which we live out our life in the community. Nevertheless, proper discernment is what we encourage and promote. And only then can someone say they've acted in good conscience. We must stop judging one another around areas of risk taking. Who surfs here? Anybody surf? There's a few.
If you're a surfer,
I actually think you're crazy. You know why? Because there are sharks in the ocean. And you know what? I don't even swim in the ocean because there are sharks in the ocean. Do you know what the percentage of deaths are to sharks as compared to road accidents? Woohoo! Minuscule. But somebody got taken in the ocean last week. Validates my thinking. Folks, we can't judge one another about our decision making around risk. We can't do it. Because we make those decisions on all sorts of information. Some of those are logical, and some of those are purely emotional. But we have to be free to make our own decisions around risk taking. We have the free will to determine when we will take personal risk or not. What is important is that we employ proper discernment. So, I might come to those surfers in the room and I might say, can you help me because I actually want to go for a swim in the ocean. Will you talk to me about how I can change my thinking? But it's only if I ask you to help me. You can't force me to go into the ocean. We need to be free of fear. I know the sharks have got me. But we also need to be free of manipulation and coercion. This matters too in our families, especially where adult children are concerned. Because adult children have the freedom to choose. As parents, we should not judge our adult children's decisions. It matters that they are free to choose. Emotional expressions of disappointment or disapproval need to be avoided as much as possible, but guess what? We're human, and as parents, we love and we think the best way to love is to do what I do. But that's not always right. So we need to avoid, wherever possible, our expectations on our children's decision making. And I'm saying adult children there. There are many implications to our decisions, and some need addressing, and some, well, they don't. At the moment, the vaccination debate is difficult. And it's made even more interesting because we actually don't have COVID-19 spreading around our community. We don't. It will most likely come. God willing, it won't. We are living at a point in history that is unprecedented. How many times have you heard that phrase? Unprecedented. We are learning to deal with a global pandemic that has brought separation and fear on a scale that's never been seen before. Decisions are being made, some experimental in their nature. This actually happens in unprecedented times because we don't know what we don't know. Inexperience inevitably will bring about good things and bad things. Wise decisions and poor decisions. Mistakes. It's only in trial and error that we actually learn the most. For good and for bad. In times of stress, anxiety, and high emotion, the only thing that we can do is rest on the principles of the gospel. We must love one another, not judge each other. We must protect one another, not put one another at risk. When the virus comes, the test is actually going to be in our capacity to love. The issue for us is, as the church states, quote, "In any case, from the ethical point of view, the morality of vaccinations depends not only on the duty to protect one's own health, but also on the duty to pursue the common good. In the absence of other means to stop or prevent the epidemic, the common good may recommend vaccination, especially to protect the weakest and most exposed. Those who, however, for reasons of conscience, refuse vaccination, they must do their utmost to avoid, by other prophylactic means, and appropriate behaviour, becoming themselves vehicles for the transmission of the infectious agent. In particular, they must avoid any risk to the health of those who cannot be vaccinated or, for medical reasons, are incredibly vulnerable." We don't know what that actually will look like. How will we operate in ways where we are protecting each other? My head hurts thinking about it. My heart breaks when I meditate on it. The ramifications are huge for us, because we live a common, connected way of life. And we do that together. Will there come a stage that the vaccinated and non-vaccinated will live our common life apart? My head hurts, my heart aches. We don't know what the answer to these questions are. We can speculate, but I bet you your head will hurt and your heart will ache. But whatever that looks like, whatever we decide, we can't judge one another. In reality, the only way to think of judgment is how we will be judged. Matthew 25:31-46 says, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him. And he will separate them, one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you. from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. A stranger, and you welcomed me. Naked, and you clothed me. Ill, and you cared for me. In prison, and you visited me. Then the righteous will answer him and say, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you? Or thirsty and give you drink? When did you see a stranger and welcome you? Or naked and clothe you? When did we see you or were in prison? When did we visit you? And the king will say to them in reply, Amen, I say to you, whatever you do for one of these least brothers or sisters of mine, you did it for me. Then he will say to those on his left, Depart from me, you accursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. A stranger, and you gave me no welcome. Naked, and you gave me no clothing. Ill and in prison, and you did not care for me. Then they will answer and say, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger or naked or ill, or in prison, and not minister to your needs? He will answer them, Amen, I say to you, what you did not do for one of these least ones, you did not do for me. And these will go off to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. Yet there's an elephant in the room. How will we treat each other? Let us not judge, for in judging we stand over each other, not alongside one another. I don't know what 2022 looks like, but I do know that I'm called to love you no matter what it looks like. Let's pray that we can love. No answers, just principles. God bless you.
Thanks.
Let's pray for each other and let's love one another.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Thanks, Mario.
See you later.